The following is a paid commercial program. The views, opinions, and advice presented are that of the host and guests and do not represent guarantees of results or represent the opinions of the staff and management of WHUD or PAML Broadcasting. Mahoney Asset Management presents A GPS for Your Finances, hosted by their president and CEO, Ken Mahoney. Ken is a Hudson Valley resident and businessman with 27 years of experience in retirement, the markets, investment strategies, and more. He presents this show to help you navigate today's financial landscape, to make it easier for you to understand and to answer your questions. Now, here's the host of A GPS for Your Finances, Ken Mahoney.
And good morning and welcome to another edition of A GPS for Your Retirement. I'm Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. So glad you're joining us early Sunday morning. We're here with you every Sunday morning at 6 a.m., bringing you everything from taxes to retirement planning, the markets, and I hope you like this topic I picked out. Cycles, yes, political, economic, and market cycles. And actually in real time, I can explain a lot of things that happen and what governments try to do, what economists try to talk about, and what market analysts all try to figure out. So all together, we have a lot of cycles. And once you understand this big picture of cycles, I hope at the end of this, you'll be a better investor. So today's topic, all about cycles. Again, Ken Mahoney here, Mahoney Asset Management. And as I mentioned, it's in real time. I mean, look what's happening. We're watching the 10-year treasury, which is one measure of the economy. We're watching unemployment. You know, dust off your economic books, your textbooks from 101 that you took in college and join us in how we're going to figure this out. So really, we've seen this, you know, from the 1920s, the roaring 20s. Some of us probably weren't around, but we read about it. And then led to this big bubble burst known as the stock market crash in 1929 into the 1930s into a great long depression that we learned back then. We made a lot of policy mistakes, and this is why political cycles are important too. Made a little one of those things, the government spending went down during a time when actually they needed to spend more money when we had the Great Depression back in the 1930s, so forth and so on. Again, we've had boom and bust cycles, and that's the part of what we have to live with. Right now, I believe we're much in a boom cycle. Now, when does it end? I don't know. We've had these pundits for years tell us that this is going to end badly. Meanwhile, we've had a strong bull market. And I'll tell you reasons why we have that. But these cycles are going to be part of what we have to live with. Political cycles, you know, from a Republican president to a Democratic president and House and Congress, you know, it all kind of ties into then the economic cycles and market cycles. Not that, you know, presidents could change things. I mean, I think about like the early 1990s and George Bush. You know, for a lot of people think he was a really good president. But again, at that time, we were in a great recession. So at that point, when you're in a recession, it's hard to get voted in. So the reason why the economic cycles tie back into political cycles is if you look at history, when the economy is doing well, generally speaking, very few exceptions, that the sitting president gets reelected. And it's times, like as I mentioned, and George Bush is one example that pops out, that he did not get reelected because it was a tough time. We were in a kind of recession. We had stagflation, basically. We had higher unemployment, low growth, all those yucky things. And the 1990s came around. We went through a nice boom cycle again. The internet craze towards the end of the 1990s, you remember that. And then we had another bust in 2000. Y2K behind us, 2001, unfortunately, September 11th, and everything that happened around there. In 2002, we had a lot of challenges. We had a number of accounting challenges like Enron and WorldCom. These type of companies are kind of making up numbers. So then we kind of got out of that whole pickle, and here we go off to 2003, 4, 5, all the way to 2007. Markets doing well, heating very well. And boom, here we go, 2000, 2009. Now, since that time, the market's done very well. Some people say, hey, are we in the seventh inning of this market, bull market here since 2009, essentially, or are we in it? I say we're probably in extra innings, but, you know, it still could be worth being in there. So we've gone through this boom and bust cycles. A lot of it is driven by policy. A lot of it's driven by a whole bunch of things, including sentiment. Now, what's really interesting, where we are right now, the 10-year treasury is at 320, its highest level in 7 years. And that's the good news there is that the economy is improving. That, I mean, sign of a strong economy is higher interest rates. However, you know, we were in a Goldilocks environment with not too hot, you know, to worry about the Fed raising rates too much and cutting off the expansion. Not too cold, where companies can still earn. And now it's tilting a little bit. Why the markets had some major hiccups this week. We're kind of tilting from Goldilocks, perfect environment, not too hot, not too cold. Remember the little fairy tale. To now a little bit too hot. The rates are going higher. We're seeing some inflation numbers picking up. We've seen gas prices picking up. Interest rates, if you have a home equity line, a credit card, interest rates are going up. The cost of money is costing more money. So this is the type of things that we're going to have to watch out very closely, that eventually we get overheated. And this is what the Fed is trying to do. They're trying to make it so it's kind of easy easy landing, so to speak. Not easy to put together, though. Well, if you're just tuning in, I'm Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management, here with you every Sunday morning at 6 a.m. and GPS for Retirement. Today's topic, all about cycles, political cycles, economic cycles, market cycles. Speaking of which, we talk about the market Monday through Friday right here in WHD. I'm on Mike and Casey in the morning, the famed show, the most popular show in the Hudson Valley. I'm on around 8:25 or so. You get the traffic and then right into the market report. I talk about what's happening with the national averages, national news, local Hudson Valley index, as well as what's happening with Hudson Valley individual companies. So we get it to you around 8:25 in the morning. And then on a drive home, you hear from Bill Kugel around 5:10, 5:15, Andy Bales show, gives you a market report. We're off on Saturdays and back here on Sundays presenting a GPS for Retirement, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. So we go from these, now we put a lot in the Fed. So the Fed Chair Powell, now we see economy that's going stronger maybe than most people would like. It's a good positive, but again, if you go too strong, too fast, then you end up with inflation and it gets overheated, and then we pop the bubble like we did in 2008 and like we did in 2000, like we did so forth and so on. So we have to be very mindful. So thankfully, Fed Chair Powell is the one that has to do this, not us. And they're raising rate, short-term rates gradually. It's kind of confusing because you say, wait a second, you just said, you know, Fed fund rates is something that the Fed controls. The other rates is what the market controls or can change. So the Fed raises Fed fund rates, and this is the rate which banks borrow from the Fed, which right now is 2 to 2.25%. So it's still very low historically. And as that rate goes up, so does the borrowing cost for companies and individuals. So, you know, when it was easy money back in 2009, remember what they did? The economic cycle was, woof, oh boy, here we go, into a recession. Numbers were lousy. Layoffs were happening by the hundreds of thousands per month instead of adding hundreds of thousands per month like we're seeing now. And the Fed started cutting rates, what's known as monetary policy, to stimulate the economy, get people to go out and, you know, buy a big purchase, to go buy a home, to, you know, get the economy jump started once again. And that's what the Fed did back in 2008, 2009. Now, it took some time to get things going again. Unemployment rate came down begrudgingly slow. Wages are still not really rising, but still we had unemployment rates. Now we're at a point where we said, wait a second, we have unemployment rate at 3.9%. And historically, when rates get below 4%, look out for inflation because a lot of people have a lot of money chasing fewer goods and services, though we're not necessarily seeing that in this cycle. The goal here of the Fed is trying to moderate so we have good times, but not really, really good times. And they talk about taking away the punch bowl. Well, we'll be right back after these messages. GPS for your finances, today's topic, all about cycles.
The stock market seems to be setting records on a daily basis as the Dow Jones has added over 5,000 points in just the past year. Now, do you feel like you're missing out on this move? Should you have a better strategy to take advantage of this market? Our friend Ken Mahoney has a free book offer only for WHUD listeners. It's called Not Your Father's Retirement, and it's free for the first 20 callers right now at 845-371-0101. That's 845-371-0101. It's the perfect companion to Ken's show, which you're listening to now, and every Sunday morning right here on 100.7 WHUD. Now, the book sells on Amazon and at Barnes & Noble for $17.99, but it's free for the first 20 callers right now. 845-371-0101. Leave your name and address, and they will send Ken's book out to you tomorrow. Call 845-371-0101. Now, this is a limited offer. When the book runs out, so will this incredible offer. So if you're close to retirement or already retired, this book is for you. 845-371-0101 for Not Your Father's Retirement, a free book from Ken Mahoney. 845-371-0101.
And welcome back to GPS Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney of Mahoney Asset Management. So glad you joined this early Sunday morning. You got the coffee, tea going, toast and so forth. And good, because today's topic is all about cycles, political, economic, and market cycles. Now, you just heard from my friend Mike Bennett, all for my book, Not Your Father's Retirement. And for the first 20 callers, we'll get that book for free this morning. Free, F-R-E-E. So it's 845-371-0101. Again, 845-371-0101. I think this book, the Not Your Father's Retirement series, is a perfect companion to what we do here every Sunday morning. Some days we'll talk about taxes, investments, retirement, all these type of concepts are in the book, Not Your Father's Retirement. So 845-371-0101. 845-371-0101. Get a pen ready, 845-371-0101. If you're driving, two hands on a wheel, later on when you get to WHUD.com, lower right-hand corner, you can get your book right there as well. And this book sells on Amazon and Barnes & Noble for $17.99, but the first 20 callers, the early bird gets the worm this morning, will get this book for free, 845-371-0101. 0101, or go to WHUD.com, lower right-hand corner, and request your book for free. First 20 will get this book for free. So right before the break, we talked about economic cycles and the Fed. Now, basically, there's, again, brushing off your economic books. Once again, we have monetary policy, and that's what the Fed is supposed to be, independent of the president, independent of the House and reps and so forth. And they kind of look at all kinds of things and deciding whether to raise rates or to lower rates. Again, so the economy is not doing so well. They start lowering rates, try to create demand. When the economy is doing well, maybe perhaps overheating, they start raising rates and try to slow things down and try to have a what they call a soft landing of the economy, not to have a crash landing, so to speak, and have the markets in disarray. And fiscal policy, and this is the political part of it, is kind of how we tax and spend. And certainly for a lot of years, we've always complained about high tax and so forth. Now, this tax cut that the president got through, you know, for individuals, I mean, that's still kind of a toss-up, kind of flip of a coin. Some people, they're going to see a tax cut. Some are not. It really depends on the situation. But really, for corporate America, it's been a tax windfall. And we haven't seen this type of, you know, major tax overhaul since, I would say, 1986, the TEFRA Act. And with this, we've come to notice that the stock market is doing really, really well. And the reason why, look, in real estate, they talk about location, location, location. That's your value of your house. And if you have a nice, let's say, corner lot, in a kind of quiet area, you know, with a brook, you know, that's location, or with a lake behind you, location, right? Well, when it comes to the market, it's all about earnings. If companies have strong earnings, they can do a lot of things with it. They could buy back stock. They can increase the dividend. They can do both. They can put more money back in technology and grow their business that way. They can buy their competitors. They can get competitors buy them. All these kind of things happen because they have more money in the coffers. In fact, you think about it, for first and second quarter of 2018, compared to last year at the same time, earnings, net earnings were up around 25%. And that's not because that sales increased by 25%, but a majority of that, or a good chunk of that, was because of lower tax rate, you know, reducing the tax rate down to 20% from as high as 40%. Now companies have a lot more money, and we're seeing that. We're seeing a lot more money come into our markets. We're seeing companies with a lot stronger earnings buying back. Actually, the buybacks this year are roughly $650 billion for corporate America, which is the highest level on record. So as you're buying stock, alongside you are these companies buying stock. So this is when I talk about, you know, economic cycles. There's fiscal policy. Right now, fiscal policy is very stimulative. But at the same time, you think about like a, you know, you have a tide shift here. You have, you know, the ocean's coming in, the water's coming in, and it's also pulling back out. And because, yeah, at the same time, you have monetary policy, Fed Chair Powell, raising rates. And this is kind of why we're having things are kind of tricky. We've seen the housing market a little bit softer, stock market's very strong, Main Street's doing very well, so to speak, Wall Street's doing very well. And this is kind of, you know, again, it's science and art to try to figure this economy out and for you to become better invested. And no, right now we're in a really good spot for stocks with good corporate earnings. Again, that can change. We do have some headwinds. We'll always have headwinds. We'll always have these type of things. But if it comes down to earnings, like real estate is location, location, location. Well, if it comes down to earnings, right now we're in a very good spot. Well, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to a GPS for your retirement. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. Today's topic, cycles, political, economic, and market cycles, how they all intertwine, interrelated. We're kind of talking about them in real time and dusting off the textbooks at the same time. And if you tune into WHD throughout the week, you'll hear our market reports Monday through Friday. I'm on at 8:25 in the morning, so maybe 8:27 after the traffic report. On the famous Mike and Casey show in the morning, I talk about the national averages, national news, Hudson Valley Index, and the Hudson Valley Business News. And on your way home, around 5:15, we got you covered there. Bill Kugel, Mahoney Asset Management, tells you again, same thing, national averages, what's happening, the national news stories, the local Hudson Valley Index, local news. So we have it for you Monday through Friday, got you covered. Saturday, we get a rest, and here we are Sunday morning back with a GPS for your retirement. that. And again, this one I've been waiting for some time to share with you about these cycles. So you could become a better investor now. At some point, the Fed starts raising rates sharply and you start seeing earnings, you know, start softening. Maybe that's your cue to rein in some stock or stock funds. Now, I say that and I don't know your situation, but just be mindful. It's hard to time the market. You know, there's something known as the stock gods. Don't mess with them, okay? So, you know, it's always hard to time the market. I'm in this business 29 years. I'm a Fox Business contributor as well as CNBC and host of a whole bunch of things I do. And they're always asking my opinion on the market. Where's the market going and so forth? You know, we have to sometimes sit back and say it's dynamic. It changes. You know, like, you know, think about it. If you're driving along and, you know, you have your headlights on. You can see, what, 30 yards in front of you, 50 yards in front of you. I mean, that's kind of what I report, kind of what I see in front of us, what's happening right now. I think we're pretty good. But to kind of go that, you know, where are we going to be 5 years from now, 10 years from now? Nobody knows. It's kind of like driving down and, you know, having your headlights on and trying to see 10 miles down the road. You can't. You can only really see what's in front of you. So that's kind of for 28, 29 years, writing my newsletters, doing radio, doing TV. You know, that's, I want to remind investors, what we see in front of us. What we see in front of us right now is a strong economy with strong corporate earnings. It can change. One of the reasons why it can change, maybe the Fed overshoots. Maybe they raise rates too much and then really get people, you know, reeling back and not buying real estate or watching the home equity lines go higher, having less money to spend, having gas prices go higher, people have less discretionary money to spend, and things can change. But right now, that's not happening. These are theories that are out there that we'll be watching very closely. So you're tuning into GPS for Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. We'll be right back with today's topic, cycles, political, economic, and market cycles.
The stock market seems to be setting records on a daily basis as the Dow Jones has added over 5,000 points in just the past year. Now, do you feel like you're missing out on this move? Should you have a better strategy to take advantage of this market? Our friend Ken Mahoney has a free book offer only for WHUD listeners. It's called Not Your Father's Retirement, and it's free for the first 20 callers right now at 845-371-0101. That's 845-371-0101. It's the perfect companion to Ken's show, which you're listening to now, and every Sunday morning right here on 100.7 WHUD. Now, the book sells on Amazon and at Barnes & Noble for $17.99, but it's free for the first 20 callers right now. 845-371-0101. Leave your name and address, and they will send Ken's book out to you tomorrow. Call 845-371-0101. Now, this is a limited offer. When the book runs out, so will this incredible offer. So if you're close to retirement or already retired, this book is for you. 845-371-0101 for Not Your Father's Retirement, a free book from Ken Mahoney. 845-371-0101.
And welcome back to GPS for Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. Today's topic, cycles, political, economic, and market cycles. So glad you're joining us this early Sunday morning. I can smell the coffee going, the tea going. I'm a tea drinker. I don't take sugar or milk. I'm very simple, so have that ready for me next time. But right before the break, we heard from Mike Bennett. Mike Bennett spoke about my book, Not Your Father's Retirement, kind of semi-autobiography, because my father worked at Local 38. His union was in Brewster. Unfortunately, he passed away. God rest his soul. But, you know, he did have a pension. He had an annuity. He had health care for life. He had vision. Can you imagine that? He had dental. Can you imagine that? So not your father's retirement, because I don't have any of those things. But but talk about what we can do to try, you know, replace a pension or try to do other things and strategies. And that's what the book's all about. And that's why I want you to get your hands on it, because I think you can be one of the first 20 calls this morning by calling 845-371-0101. Again, that's 845-371-0101. 0101. I think it's a perfect companion to what we do every Sunday mornings. Sometimes you can join us, sometimes you can't, sometimes you get ready for football, but you know, sometimes you miss you. So the topics are retirement, taxes, stock market, asset allocation, markets, and today we're doing market cycles, by the way. But a perfect companion is that book again, 845-371-0101. If you're driving, you can go to WHUD.com, lower right-hand corner, request the book for free. And this book sells on Amazon and Barnes & Noble for $17.99. Your early bird will get the worm this morning. First 20 callers, 845. Give you time for pen and paper. 845. Stock. 371-0101. Also, you can go to the site, MahoneyGPS.com. You like what we talk about. Every week I put out a market report all about what's happening, what we think is happening, what the shifts are, what you should be looking at. And that newsletter is for free. It's an email blast we put out every Tuesday night around 6 p.m. So again, you go to MahoneyGPS.com as well. We got you covered there. So cover you Monday through Friday right here on WHD with the market report. Sunday we have this. And of course, we have the newsletters in between and the book. We try to do all we can to educate you, become a better investor, as we call a smart investor. Today's topic, political, economic, and market cycles. And the Fed's trying to do something that's very difficult is try to slow down the economy, but at a rate at which it doesn't push us into a recession. So what they call a soft landing. And as I mentioned, we have these different cycles. The political cycle here would say, hey, President Trump campaigned on lower taxes. America responded, and we're seeing that with lower taxes are definitely helping out the economy. Now, there's some areas that, you know, we're seeing the deficit going up because of this as well. So it's not so easy. There's no easy formula here. And it's, again, we're dealing with fiscal policy, which is, you know, how you tax and spend right now. We're taxing less. We're still spending about the same that we were. And then monetary policy, when you have Fed Chair Powell, you know, taking over for Janet Yellen, which took over for Fed Chair Bernanke, which took over for Alan Greenspan. But here we have Fed Chair Powell now looking at the fiscal side of things and say, wow, with this tax cut has got things going pretty heated here. We got things going pretty well, which is great. But then it's the monetary policy side to actually, you know, raise rates a little bit, take the punch bowl away from the party a little bit at a time to kind of orchestrate a sustained economy where you have maybe 2 or 3% GDP, low inflation, low unemployment. So right now we have GDP at 4%, which is good, check. We do technically have low inflation around 2%, but that's what the Fed's concerned about, is that rising wages or more people working. Look, ADP reported in the month of September 230,000 new jobs. That's great for the economy. But what the Fed chair is looking at and say, wow, if every month we're adding on work like this and wages are going up, eventually we may have, you know, more dollars chasing fewer goods, and that could lead to inflation. Well, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to a GPS for your retirement. I'm Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management, with you every Sunday morning. Today's topic, one I've been looking forward to sharing with you, cycles, because this hopefully understand the big picture, the political cycles, economic cycles, and market cycle. Right now, we're in a very good market cycle because we're in a very good economic cycle, and the political cycle is very favorable towards businesses. Less regulation, lower taxes, and now we've got these companies earnings more. And again, you see companies putting money into what they call CapEx spending. Well, that means they're putting more money into technology, and then technology companies benefit. You're finding companies increasing the dividends. Pepsi just increased the dividend. Home Depot just increased the dividend. You're finding companies that are buying back stock. Apple announced tens of billions of stock buybacks, you know, helping supply and demand of their stock. So you're seeing a lot of these great things are happening from the political, economic, and market cycles. Now, what could trip it up, and that's what we want to learn from history, is that eventually rates go higher, consumers pull back, they don't buy the bigger house, they kind of stay where they are in general. They don't take on additional debt because of higher rates, they get kind of concerned. Businesses don't take on more risk and build more buildings and plants and equipment because of higher interest rates cost more to do those type of things. And the next thing, you find yourself in some type of recession. Now, again, I'm not calling for that. We're just saying the flip side of the opposite of what we have right now. We have a really strong economy. But at some point, when interest rates go up enough, we're going to find ourselves in a situation where consumers don't have as much discretionary income. Discretionary mean, hey, I want to go out and do this and do that, because and maybe soaked up by higher gas prices, higher interest rates, which could be, you know, equity lines, credit cards, and those type of things. So it's done on purpose, but the goal is not to put us in a recession, obviously. The goal is try to, you know, bring us to a point where we get back to the Goldilocks environment, where not too hot economy, not too cold economy, just right. Well, again, good luck to remember that. It's a hard thing to do because, you know, remember, this is not, remember, when you covered economics, and I've studied economics, and it's always one of those things, okay, if unemployment goes up, what happens to interest rates? And you have to answer that, you know, and if interest rates go up, what happens to, GDP? And the thing is, these are not all in a vacuum. You can't just take all these variables, hold them constant, and change one and say, okay, well, what happened? Well, because you can't hold everything constant. Everything's fluctuating. Everything's moving at quicker rates of speed. I will say that the corrections that we had so far in 2018, February and April, were not because of an overheated economy, not because of a fear of recession. It was that prices went up too fast, too hard. In 2017, you know, Dow Jones Industrial Average up over 20%. You know, NASDAQ up over like 30%. You know, sometimes you have what they call a price correction. That's what we saw in February and April this year. Then we talked about that on Sunday mornings. That was more of a price correction, not a fundamental correction. So we could always have price corrections, but don't confuse those price corrections with the start of an economic
downturn.
Oh boy, time goes way, way, way too fast with you Sunday morning. I wish I had more time to share with you GPS for your retirement. But until next week, I hope you have a happy, healthy, and a prosperous one. For Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management, have a great week.
You've been listening to a GPS for your finances with Ken Mahoney, the president and CEO of Mahoney Asset Management. This is a paid commercial program, and the views, opinions, and advice presented are that of the host and guests and do not represent guarantees of results or represent the opinions of the staff and management of WHUD or Pamel Broadcasting. You can listen to previous editions of A GPS for Your Finances on demand by visiting WHUD.com. If you'd like to ask a question, email Ken at MahoneyGPS.com. And Ken will answer it on the next edition of A GPS for Your Finances, next Sunday morning at 6 a.m. on 100.7 WHUD.